This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In college men's basketball, Andrew White III made 7 of his 9 three-point attempts and scored 34 points in leading Syracuse, disappointed not to be in the NCAA tournament, to a 90-77 victory over UNC Greensboro in a first-round NIT game last night. White set the Syracuse single-season record with 109 three-pointers on 269 attempts. Southern Cal and UC Davis have advanced to the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Trojans turned a 17-point second-half deficit into a 75-71 win against Providence. The Aggies beat North Carolina Central 67-63. Tonight, number 13 Vermont takes on number 4 Purdue at 7:27 p.m., and number 14 Iona faces number 3 Oregon at 2 p.m. on St. Paddy's Day. In the CIT, UAlbany goes head-to-head with St. Peter's at 7 p.m. at CEFQ Arena in Albany. The University of Massachusetts is responding to a lawsuit filed by a woman who alleges she was held against her will by members of the men's basketball staff. UMass Athletic Director Ryan Bamford said in a statement Tuesday that when the university became aware of the complaint in December, it hired an independent investigator who found no evidence to support the allegations in the suit. In the NHL, Boston beat Calgary 5-2. The Boston Celtics have a firmer grip on the number 2 seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference following Wednesday's action. Boston topped Minnesota 117-104. A judge has dismissed all charges against New York Jets cornerback Darrell Revis stemming from a fight last month in Pittsburgh. Revis had been charged with aggravated assault and other counts in a fight in which 2 men were punched and knocked out. A witness testified yesterday that he came to Revis' aid during the fight and was responsible for the knockout punches. The New England Patriots have re-signed Pro Bowl linebacker Dante Hightower. The new pact is for 4 years and $43.5 million. In baseball's spring training, Boston tied Tampa Bay 3-3. The Yankees topped Philadelphia 3-1, and it was Miami over the Mets 6-2. New York Yankees manager Joe Girardi says the team has added former Los Angeles Angels closer Ernesto Friere to the spring training roster. Friere pitched for Columbia in the World Baseball Classic. NASCAR has declined to penalize Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and their crews for Sunday's post-race scuffle at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. NASCAR says the sport was built on the kind of racing that Busch and Logano did on the final laps of the Monster Energy race. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.